Good morning. It's 8:47 at WFIR. It is time now for Ask the Expert. I want to welcome in my guest this morning, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Hi, Don. How are you?
Hi, Joey. Good morning.
Hey, it's good to talk to you as always, Don. And before we get started, I want to ask you how things are going currently at Evergreen.
Yeah, things are good. We just got done with our Memorial Day weekend. We've got several funerals lined up this week. So, you know, COVID hasn't impacted us too terribly much. We're still going ahead with our services and serving our families.
And that leads to our topic this morning, Don. Let's talk a little bit, if you will, about Memorial Day events. I mean, obviously, it's a very special time, sacred time. Talk about Memorial Day events that occurred at your cemeteries over the holiday weekend.
Yeah, Memorial Day is a very important holiday to us and the families that we serve. We honor the veterans and those that have served our country and the families that sacrificed their loved ones. But we were kind of up against it last week with the 11 inches of rain that we had, but we got the parks mowed and they looked really good for the weekend, nice and lush. But we weren't able to get the flags out on Thursday as we had hoped, but with our staff and volunteers, including some scouts, we got flags out on veterans' graves on Friday. So all of our cemetery properties were honoring the veterans and just looked really good this weekend.
Absolutely, Don. I'm sure you had a lot of visitors over the weekend as well, maybe certainly yesterday, I would imagine.
Yeah, we had a lot of visitors all weekend. Our office and sales staff were on duty to assist families, to welcome them to the park, to assist them in finding a grave or answer questions that they have and help them with the arrangements that they wanted to make. We had a lot of families that wondered why their veteran grave got missed with a flag. And, sometimes a family chooses not to get the veteran's provided marker. They choose to get their own style. And that's what we have to go by to when we place the flags is the veteran style. But we've let families know that if their veteran does not have the veteran's marker, they are still eligible for a medallion that the VA provides. There's a form 401330, and that will get a medallion. We can place that on the veteran's marker, even though, and that would indicate that he's a veteran or she.
Don, for those listening in this morning, talking with Don Wilson at Evergreen Memorial Trust, I know that you offer a planning guide for families that can help out, if they're thinking about Evergreen. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we let you go?
Yeah, we've got a planning guide that we offer to families. It's a real important workbook that we offer free to families that you can list important information, wishes, folks to people to contact upon a death, just so that you have your affairs in order, because it's such a difficult time when you lose a loved one. You need to have your documents in one place, and our planning guide will help you do that.
Very well. And Don, before I let you go, if our listeners would like to reach out to you, what is the best way to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You can reach us at our main phone number, 342-2593. We're on the web at evergreenmemorialtrust.com.
Again, that's evergreenmemorialtrust.com. And Don Wilson with Evergreen, always good to talk to you, my friend. And until we talk again in a couple of weeks, take care.
Okay. Thanks, Joey. Take care.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning, WFIR.